From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting new developments about Ebola in West Africa. There is celebration in Liberia this day after the World Health Organization said the West African nation is now free of Ebola after going 42 days, twice the maximum incubation period for the deadly disease, without any new cases. While celebrating the milestone, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf on Saturday told the Associated Press the damage wrought by the worst Ebola outbreak in history was a scar on the conscience of the world. Meanwhile, new cases were reported this week in neighboring Sierra Leone and in Guinea, the other two countries hit hardest by Ebola. For this reason, officials said they are cautious about openly celebrating the end of Ebola in Liberia. Egypt's deposed leader Hosni Mubarak and his two sons were sentenced Saturday to 3 years in prison and a fine in a retrial on corruption charges they faced earlier. It was not immediately clear whether or not it will include time that the former leader has already served since his country's 2011 revolt. The corruption case, dubbed by the Egyptian media as the presidential palace's affair, concerns charges that Mubarak and his two sons embezzled millions of dollars worth of state funds over the course of a decade. The funds were meant to pay for renovating and maintaining presidential palaces, but were instead allegedly spent on upgrading the family's private residences. South Korean military officials say North Korea has test-fired 3 anti-ship cruise missiles into the sea one day after warning it would strike South Korean vessels without notice if they intrude on its territory. This is VOA News. The United States has threatened to impose sanctions on individuals in Burundi who were fueling election-related violence. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir reports that U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the government of Burundi has a window of opportunity to bring the violence to a halt.
Following the third meeting in the past month on the escalating violence in Burundi, Ambassador Power told reporters that the international community has urged President Pierre Nkurunziza to put his people ahead of his personal desire to seek a third term.
I think the message from the international community was loud and clear, and it's a message that he has chosen not to hear.
Opposition parties and protesters say that by seeking re-election, the president is violating a two-term limit in the Constitution. The Constitutional Court ruled otherwise on Tuesday. However, Ambassador Power said a lack of judicial impartiality led to that decision.
That is Margaret Bashir reporting from United Nations headquarters in New York. Spanish officials have confirmed at least 3 people are dead in the crash of a military plane near Seville's airport. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said Saturday up to 10 crew members were on board the new Airbus A400M. The aircraft was under flight trials at the airport but had not yet been delivered to the Spanish military. Airport Authority AENA said that Seville Airport had been closed and its fire crews went to the crash scene outside the airport perimeter. Flights to Seville were being diverted to nearby airports, said the authority. An amateur video showed thick black smoke rising from the site north of Seville's San Pablo Airport. Saturday is a national day of mourning in Pakistan following the helicopter crash Friday that killed 7 people, including the ambassadors to Pakistan from the Philippines and Norway, as well as the wives of the ambassadors of Malaysia and Indonesia. 3 crew members were also killed in the crash. Authorities say the bodies are now at an airbase in Rawalpindi. Officials say the helicopter with at least 17 people aboard crash-landed Friday in Naltar Valley in northern Pakistan. An army spokesman said on Twitter that the ambassadors of Poland and the Netherlands were among the survivors. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for downing the aircraft. However, the defense minister said the crash occurred purely due to a technical fault and not because of any terrorist actions. A car bomb has exploded in Baghdad's central Qarada area, killing at least 8 civilians and wounding 28. That according to police. Among the dead, Shiite pilgrims preparing for next week's major event commemorating the anniversary of the 8th century death of a reverend religious figure, Imam Musa al-Kazim. Local residents helped firefighters at the scene of the blast to extinguish the vehicles. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.